I'm Allie Grayman, the founder of the Grayman Method. I am one of the original coaches to help people fully recover from OCD, and after years of experience and thousands of clients, my message to you is still the same. You can fully recover from OCD. On this channel, I show you how. But before we start, I just wanted to remind you that I do daily OCD recovery videos, and if you don't want to miss one, hit the subscribe button now. Today I wanted to talk to you about being too soft on yourself when it comes to OCD recovery. A lot of the times in the media, in the community of OCD, the notion of A, you will never recover because let's do one exposure a day, it will lead nowhere because you're going to have new thoughts the next day, and obviously OCD will stay chronic, but it's not the method. You see, this is your brain. That's the notion. And then along with that notion comes the idea of being too soft on yourself, too kind to yourself, too gentle on yourself because you're suffering so much. And that's one way to go. But my approach is this. Get in, do the work, get out, move on with your life better than you've ever been ever. And be tough on yourself. Not extremely tough, not to the point where you're crying, right? That's too much. But also don't give yourself the slack. Don't let yourself off the hook with the, oh, I'll just do one little compulsion. I'm trying to be gentle to myself today, so I'm going to go do a compulsion. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You're putting yourself in a situation where you don't need to be in, which is the OCD situation. Could have not done the compulsions today, made the day better, but chose to do the compulsions, made the day worse. I'm being kind to myself. You know what I mean? Again, this is personal opinion, and gentle is okay for some people, but I'm the kind of person that likes to get things done, not just keep this dragging for years and years. So I suggest be accountable, do the tracking, stay focused. And the beauty of it is by focusing on OCD recovery, not only do you not spend really any time on it, you actually gain time back. Because the only time you're spending on OCD recovery is to put down the numbers in the app. That takes seconds. But you got back hours of not Googling, not talking to people about it, not ruminating, not doing compulsions. So you're actually gaining time by doing OCD recovery, which is amazing. So that's my opinion. You do what you want, but this is the difference when I have clients come in and clients are like, oh, I've been with this or that therapist for years. And I'm like, okay, well, this is the results from my other clients. You want to do it like this? They're like, yeah, they do it like this, they recover. So, so I'm not a big fan of being too gentle. However, there are certain situations in which you shouldn't push yourself too hard. So, for example, if you are having major, major life changes, and I don't mean like life changes of mild ones that you can kind of chalk up to major life changes so you don't do the work, right? I mean, actually, like someone died. There was a major shift, like a baby was born. Things that change your life entirely at their core, that month, not that year, not that decade, that month might not be the best month to go hardcore, okay? But also the other side of it is that if you wait while going through stress without doing recovery work, the stress will create more OCD push, which because you are stressed, you won't react to properly, most likely, right? So there's two sides of this situation, right? On one side, yeah, you kind of give yourself, you need to give yourself a break when you're already going through so much. But on the other side, if you're going through so much, if you don't focus on your recovery, you're gonna start drowning, you know what I mean? So even in that, I guess, situation, you got to do the work. I don't know how to tell you this. Clients ask me all the time, is there an easier way? There is easier tricks to do this. And this is what we talk about in sessions, that there is ways to make recovery easier. But at the end of the day, the one thing I can't provide for you, and nobody in the world can provide for you, is the determination to do the work. There's a big difference between determination to recover and the determination to do the work. I can show you how. I can walk you through it. I can hold your hand. I can get you to the finish line. But if you're going to be resisting me, I can't carry you on my back because I'm not with you 24/7. I'm not monitoring you when you are doing compulsions. Do you know what I mean? Or when you are ruminating and when you're making that choice to go on Google. Nobody can stop you, right? So that's the thing, is accountability is all you. Do this, you will recover. Do it as an experiment if you need to. But really take it seriously, because that's what I did. That's what my clients are doing. And I can see, because like I've talked to thousands of people, been at this for 17 years. What I see with clients who recover versus with clients who are struggling with their recovery is the determination factor. The ones I have clients who come in and they're like, okay, Ali, you tell me what I need to do. We will do this. And they're like, boom, 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 boom. Their tracking shows it. They're just getting better and better with each week is way better than the previous week. Versus the, you know, if you're fence sitting, you're kind of like, okay, well, a little better, a little worse, a little better, a little worse. Decision still not made, still waiting. You know what I mean? Don't do that. Really make a decision and push. Push like you've never pushed before. And then nothing is going to stop you. Anyways, as usual, I went on and on. I will end it here. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you want to book a talk with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. I will also leave the links below. Do the work. I will see you tomorrow.